to this kind of conversation as what if God owned a sweet shop, all right? That's what we'd be looking at. Because God wants to give us good things, doesn't he? We know that. But what I love about the Lord's Prayer is we know that prayer is also much more complex than just what God wants to give us. And what's really clever about it is it's the way the Lord's Prayer is in a certain order. I think there's a key certain order. The same way we ordered those sweets into kind of priority of number, I think there's definitely a priority in the Lord's Prayer. So I want to look at that this morning. So we're going to look at our position. We're going to look at our purpose. We're going to look at our provision. And we're going to look at our protection in the Lord's Prayer. But I'm going to need some help, especially if you're kids and in primary school. I'm going to need your head. You can stay where you are. But sometimes when I say the Lord's Prayer, I get it wrong, all right? So if I get it wrong, you're going to have to correct me, all right? So let's start. Okay, so we're going to start with our position that comes out of the Lord's Prayer. Let's look at the first line. You ready? So it says this, doesn't it? It says, our friend who art in heaven. No? Did I get it wrong? What does it say? Any idea? Our Father. Well done. I heard it. So it says, our Father who art in heaven, isn't it really? So our position is of children of God. In John's Gospel, it talks about those who believed, he gave the right to be called children of God. And in Romans, we read that the Spirit we receive makes us call out Abba Father, like Daddy Father. And that means we can approach God with a real confidence. So our position is as children of God. And I don't know, adults particularly, if you've noticed, but what's funny for me is the Lord's Prayer is plural. Jesus says this, he says, go in a room, shut yourself away, close the door, but let's pray our and we and us, not me and my. It's a plural prayer. So not only are we children of God, but we're also part of his family. If God did own a sweet shop, then actually it's your father that owns the sweet shop. But his priority is not to give you sweets. His priority is relationship with you. What God wants is relationship with you. Does that make sense? So the first thing that's fundamental in the Lord's Prayer is our position. We are children of God. Okay, so I want to look at the second bit. Right, are you ready? Can you help me with the Lord's Prayer? Particularly this side of the room. So we're going to look at our purpose, all right? So your kingdom come, your will be done, on the moon as it is in heaven. Happy with that? Happy? No, you're not happy. What's wrong? What are you not happy with? You're happy. Yes, he's happy. Good. Anything I got wrong in the prayer, though? Your kingdom come, your will be done on the moon as it, on earth as it is in heaven. Good. So God wants to bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, you know, right here, right now. There's a guy who I love called King David in the Bible, and he says in the Psalms, he says, I am confident of this, that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Not in the future, it's not just about heaven. I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living, right here, right now. There's another bit, if we go later on in Matthew, I don't know how well you know Matthew, but Jesus is talking and he says, and he divides people into sheep and goats, and you want to be with the sheep are the right ones, yeah? And he says, the reason I put you as sheep is because this, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink, I was hungry and you fed me, I was naked and you clothed me, I was homeless and you gave me somewhere to live, I was in prison and you visited me, I was sick and you visited me. You know, we've got a purpose to play in doing that for those around us. Jesus said, the reason I put you over here is because when you did these things for the least of my children, you actually did it for me. So I know I'm stretching this analogy, but if God did own the sweet shop, well, you're actually the paper boy or the paper girl. You've got a purpose. God is saying, I want you to look after people around you. All right, so we've got a position, we've got a purpose. Right, I need your help over here again. Because we're going to look at our provision. So the next bit of the Lord's Prayer says this, doesn't it? It says, give us today our daily Haribo.
Give us today our daily bread.
Brilliant. Give us, hats off, give us today our daily bread. You know, God wants to provide for us. I think when he's talking about daily bread, he's talking about provision, but both practically and spiritually. Just as an aside, which I love, I don't know if it, adults particularly, you always wonder, why does it say, give us today our daily bread? We don't need the word today. Surely he could just say, give us our daily bread. But actually, I think Jesus wants that daily reliance on God. Give us today our daily bread. But yeah, I think God's talking about practical provision in our daily bread. And this is not a prosperity gospel, but it's not a poverty gospel. I'd say it's a provision gospel. If we look at Jeremiah, it says this, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. I do believe that if you need things, financial provision, jobs, that kind of thing, God wants you to bring those to him. But we also know whenever bread is referred to in the Bible, it's not just about physical things. When Jesus is tempted by the devil and the devil says, turn these rocks into bread and then you won't be hungry, Jesus turns around and says, no, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word issued out of the mouth of God. So we know it's something about being reliant on God's word in our lives. And I find that really in the Bible. The Bible's really key for that. It really speaks into my life. So let's go back to the analogy. This is what I put. If God owns a sweet shop, expect broccoli and challenge. God's not probably going to give you sweets because they rot your teeth. That's why I haven't got any. But he does want to give you stuff that is good for you. Broccoli is one of those things, apparently. But also, he's going to challenge you. If anybody's read the Bible, you'll know it's uplifting and encouraging and insightful, but it's challenging. God will also challenge you, all right? Okay, so we've looked at his provision. Lastly, we're going to look at our protection. Are you ready? We were brilliant last time. I need you again. So, lead us not into homework, but deliver us from the evil one. Correct? Correct. Yeah, lead us not into homework. Brilliant. No. Lead us not into... This is a bit harder, this one. Lead us not into temptation. Well done. Good. So lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know, if we don't... Speaking of adults particularly, but if we don't think there's a spiritual battle, we're naive. The Bible's really clear that there is a spiritual battle. Ephesians says this, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. But God wants to give us protection. Part of the Lord's Prayer is praying for protection. There's some great kind of similes in the Bible about prayer. Two that I love is a bit later in Ephesians. It talks about lifting the shield of faith to extinguish the flaming arrows of the enemy. And in Job, it talks about putting the hedge of protection around us. When I think about prayer, I really like that imagery of putting a prayer shield over me and my family and putting a hedge of protection around me. And who is it that we're calling on? Well, this is the God who, in Isaiah, it talks about he's weighed the oceans in his hands and he's measured the heavens by his fingertips. You know, if we go back to that sweet shop analogy, if God does own a sweet shop, well, he's got a side hustler as the king of heaven's armies, the creator of everything, and you're still his son and daughter, and he wants to look after you. Okay, so thank you for your help. That was so brilliant, because I just forget it. So I think the Lord's Prayer is so rich, and just what I wanted to emphasize today is those four things. You know, our position as children. You know, I think we are children of God. Our purpose, you're the paper boys and paper girls. You've got a purpose to look after those around you. Our provision from God and our protection from God. Okay, we're gonna have a little time to think and respond to this in tables. But I just very briefly, I work for something called Concrete Rose Collective. So What we do is we find families with a spare room, and then we move young people who are at risk of homelessness into that spare room. But a key scripture for us is that Matthew 25 scripture, which I referred to, this sense of, I was a stranger and you invited me in. That's a really big scripture on what a lot of our work is based upon. And Mother Teresa gave a quote which I love, which I think is available if on the next slide. Yeah, let's try it. Yeah, Mother Teresa said this. She said, the biggest problem with the world today is that we draw the circle of our family too small. And what we ask our host to do is draw the circle of our family really wide to incorporate a young person. But I just thought you might want to see one of our young people and one of our hosts. So we've got a short little clip coming up.
Experience. Oh. Of the reality of the situation. I think the young person that's staying with me, Aisha, is absolutely delightful. I think I was nervous when I first met her and when she first moved in. There was a little bit of awkwardness on my part as well, just finding a way, what was I supposed to do? In reality, what I've learnt is that I don't have to really do anything. So I'm not having to be a parent, or I don't feel this need to guide her constantly. I can just let things evolve naturally. I'm around with my family.